you cannot hire and you cannot fire until you have this one critical piece of your business down.
This is the Insurance Buzz, and we are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. We coach insurance professionals, business owners, and people just like you every day on how to live a life and have a business you are excited about.
Here on the Insurance Buzz, we share the wins, the losses, and everything in between that comes with being married business partners, training in the insurance space, and growing our business side by side. We also connect with other business owners and leaders making their mark in the world and hopefully inspire you to make yours.
Are you tired of hiring new producers only to find out that your sales numbers aren't increasing like you need them to? If so, you're not alone. Many insurance agencies face the same problem, but the solution isn't always to hire more people. It's about equipping your team with the right skills and training. That's where our insurance training program comes in. We understand the unique challenges faced by insurance agencies, and we've designed a comprehensive training program to help you and your team succeed. Weaver Sales Academy is a 24/7 on-demand training curriculum specifically tailored for your insurance sales. The program includes our exclusive 10-day plug-and-play new hire training to teach any insurance professional how to sell multiple products, sell on value versus price, overcome objections, and more. It also includes our 8-week advanced training to perfect the auto, home, and life insurance presentation over the phone and in person. Not only that, we've included product-specific sales training, word tracks, scripts, closing techniques, and more. There's so much more to the program, so if you're interested in joining the program that's helped over 10,000 insurance agents nationwide, visit www.weaversa.com or send me a text directly at 816-727-7610 with any questions to find out more. Hey, welcome to the Insurance Buzz. We are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver, and today, before you make the next hire or fire, you need to ask yourself this one question.
So this is a question that I ask producers when we're on coaching calls. And it's a very powerful question. It is, do you know what your non-negotiables are? Do you know what your expectations are? And do you know what would get you fired? And they whip out their tiny scroll, and there's all of these things.
I don't know how tiny it actually is.
Well, in my mind, it's like a it makes just like a noise.
But what we hear is like line item after line item after line item after task after task after task after activity after activity after activity after this line of production and this line of production, and shit, man, it just goes forever.
It goes on and on and on. Now in insurance, there are so many different products that you can offer. But you have to remember, the most clear and focused agencies are always the ones that win. And a lot of times, you're asking for something from your team member, your producer, but they don't even know how to win. They don't know what their expectations are, and they don't know what's important because there's so many different things. They'll get on a call and they'll say, okay, well, I have to do a bank product and a life product and a raw new fire and a raw new auto. And I have to set an appointment. I have to do this. And a confused buyer doesn't buy, and a confused producer doesn't produce. So let's talk about clarity.
Dang, that's like a mic drop right there. I feel like this episode's good enough. Let's roll.
Social media team, that is the real.
Mic drop, let's go. So, but you're so true. Like a confused buyer definitely isn't buying, and a confused producer definitely isn't selling.
Let's keep it simple. And I understand there's promotions and there's different things that come out and you're trying to maximize your bonus and you're trying to maximize your production. But what is really important to you? So before you get into asking your producer, what are their expectations? You as the leader have to clarify what's important. So we'll just share ours and we'll give you some options to really go.
Yeah, so we always called this the big three. What are the big three? What are the three things, the three non-negotiables that you have to be doing every single day, every single week to be successful, hit your goals, and have a job in our agency, right?
Yep.
The big three, baby. All
right. Yep. And big three activities.
It's just the three rocks, man. It's the three things that if I want my sales producer to be hyper-focused on, These are the three things I need them to be doing from an income-producing activity standpoint every single day or week to make sure that they're setting themselves up for success and the agency up for success. So our three things were a certain amount of quotes every single day. All right, so we held our team accountable to three new business quotes every single day. And I want to define a quote because I think this is really important. I think that the more clarity your producer and you have in the exact expectations, the more successful you're going to be. So a quote to us was, you get someone on the phone, you build rapport with them, you have a discovery conversation around what's important to them besides price. You're then going to put together an insurance proposal or plan. So we would actually let them off the phone, set the call back for 15 minutes. We would put together a quote that had more coverage and more policies. So minimum auto fire, typically was aiming for the auto fire life if it made sense in the situation. We would then get the customer back on the phone. We would present it in an educational, empowering storytelling format that helped the customer understand what we were reviewing with them. And then they had to ask for the sell a minimum of three times. That is a completed quote. Okay. They have to do three of those a day. Three of those a day. And the reason behind this is we had over a 30% closing ratio. So we always averaged around a 32.5% to 33% closing ratio as an agency. So we knew that we quoted three households a day that were closing one of those. One household a day at three apps is 60 policies a month. One household at four apps is 80. One household at five apps is 100. And you have a Century Club producer. Let's freaking go, baby. All right. So, bam, that was the goal. That's the goal here. So, three quotes a day at a minimum. That's 15 a week. That's 15 a week. Okay. So, next, appointments held. Appointments held. We would like a minimum of one appointment held, okay? One appointment held a day. Theoretically, that's five a week. That's very doable. As a team, if you have two, that's 10. Three would be 15. You can throw yourself in the mix, all right? So we did appointments held. And then the last thing that we did were life insurance conversations. So three life insurance conversations a day. That could come from the new business sales conversation. That could come from the appointment. Or we ran a hybrid model to where our sales producers were expected to service about 20% of their day or answer phones to help break up the day. They could use those so-called service transactions and turn those into life insurance opportunities. Also, they could intentionally prospect the book of business. I didn't care how they got there. I just needed you having three life insurance conversations a day.
What was the expectation for life insurance per person?
Yes, that's, well, it's three. Three life insurance conversations per person a day. Now, what that life insurance conversation looked like was as simple as bringing it up. So, hey, Courtney, let's say it's a service transaction, you're turning into a sales opportunity. Hey, Courtney, before I let you off the phone, hey, I don't see any notes on file regarding your life insurance plan. Tell me, what does your life insurance currently look like? For example, what do you have through work? So start the conversation. We would teach them disturbing complacency statements to get into the conversation. Regardless of how that conversation went, they made notes in the system. That was what was considered a life insurance conversation.
Were they responsible for quotes too, life insurance quotes?
So if I had to go back and change it, I would change it to where they were actually having a full-blown conversation. So the conversation, really what we were incentivizing was the ask, was the bring up. If I could change it, I would go back to a life insurance conversation means that you're bringing it up. You're asking the disturbing complacency questions that qualifies the lead. Then you're either presenting a quote or you're setting an appointment. So yeah. you're having that full-blown life insurance conversation to where you're getting them emotionally bought into the conversation. You're educating them on the types of policies they can have within their plan. You're determining the death benefit and you're presenting the quote and assuming the quote. So you're assuming the sell by assuming the application, or you get into it And then you're setting that appointment that's either in person or virtual to have a deeper life insurance conversation. So that's personally what I would change it to be more effective.
Yeah.
You need more life insurance premium every single year, and you struggle with it. If you're anything like me, I used to struggle with the same thing. I could write easy $100,000 term policies all day long. But when it came to writing big death benefit, big premium policies, I didn't know how. And that's exactly why I created the six-figure life insurance producer course for you, because I wasn't trained in those conversations. And I don't want you to experience the same struggles I had to go through, where I was barely able to make a commission check and pay my bills. You get video training that teaches you exactly how to have the appointment conversation. Not only that, we teach you how to also bring it up on the phone, how to have those virtual appointments, how to pivot to your current customers, and how to actively prospect your current customers. Not only do you get the video training, but you get word tracks and scripts on everything that we teach. And the best part is, you own this. One investment, one purchase, and you own this forever. So you never have to worry about struggling again when it comes to life insurance sales.
So the reason that I ask that question is, when you talk about what you want to incentivize or what's a non-negotiable or what your expectations are, your three things, and I wouldn't make it, I mean, I would make three, maybe, I don't like more than three. I like having three rocks as the expectations, but there's two ways that you can do this. You can either set the expectation for the activity itself. You can reward the activity, or it can be the actual outcome itself. So let's just give some options, because there's different things. So an ask is different than a quote. Appointment set is different than the appointment held. Like, you can either reward activity and make that the expectation or the outcome. So some examples would be, so whatever you decide, we've given you some options. You get to pick from this. There's more than this, but let's just rattle them off. Household quotes, referrals, life appointments set, life appointments held, raw new auto, raw new fire, life quotes, health, Google reviews, the amount of calls, the amount of talk time. There's a lot of things.
COIs.
Yep. So meeting with people.
Yep.
The amount of people that you're actually networking with. The thing with insurance is, it gets confusing and you're playing whack-a-mole and you get caught up in service most of the day. If you are not very clear on, what do I need to do to win?
Yeah.
So this whole podcast episode is, if you were to sit down with your producer right now, and this is our challenge, if you were to sit down with them and ask them, what are your expectations? Would they be able to tell you that? And if the answer is no, if you can't like take a flag, put it in the ground, this is the hill I'm going to die on, they know it, then you need to have a conversation around, what are non-negotiables? What are their actual expectations? That way they're not hit with, hey, you're underperforming, I'm going to have to write you up. They might not know.
Yeah. And I'm going to go a step further and say, not only clarity around expectations, but clarity around how to win, how to actually accomplish the expectations on a daily, weekly basis. And I would agree with you 100%. Most that we come across, there's a lot going on. And when we ask, well, hey, what are the 2 to 3 non-negotiables you have to do every single day to win your day, to set yourself up for success? I would say in 9 out of 10 conversations, that is a, I'm not really for sure. Mm-mm. Oh, I'm answering the phones, I'm servicing customers, I'm doing claims, I'm taking payments, I'm supposed to be making 100 to 150 calls a day. You know, we're trying to set appointments. I'm not even forget Google reviews. That's really like, it's just task after task after task after, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing it. And that creates confusion, that creates a sense of feeling overwhelmed. And I would say that even is going to lead to burnout and turnover within a business. So really just get hyper super focused on, what 2 to 3 things do you expect out of your sales producer every single day? Communicate that. How do you win? Bam. We're now winning.
Yeah. So that conversation too is, what support do you need? Do you have all the tools that you need to be successful for this? Because it's so frustrating for me, because I can hear it in their voice when I'm talking to producers and we're talking about multi-lining a customer. And we're big on multi-line business is our business. If it's not multi-line business, it's not our business. But then it goes to, well, I didn't ask him about life. And there's a bank product. We're pushing for this promotion. We're in a health promotion. So a producer gets to the end of the phone call and they're like, oh, I forgot to ask about this. And I forgot to ask about this. And it's like, is that something that we can ask about in an appointment and have a deeper conversation to where it's not just slapping on a disability policy? Yep. Now we're talking about long-term care. We're talking about financial planning. We're building out a bigger cash value life policy. There's a different conversation there. So get really clear on what your three expectations are. Communicate that to your team. Make sure that they know in their role, what are they responsible for? What would get them fired? And then make sure that you as the leader are holding them to that. You're consistently meeting with them. You're consistently training and coaching. And you're consistently asking, what support do you need to get this done?
Yep. And you asked a lot of really great questions today to make me clarify. Mm-hmm. And that would be one of the things I would encourage you to take away from this right now is not only what's expected, but what does the process look like to be complete?
Mm-hmm. Paint me done. Show me what done looks like.
Paint me done, baby.
Paint done for me. Okay, because this, I want you to think about this. If I say to my husband, who I love so much, sitting right here, and I say, hey, can you help me with the dishes? What the hell does that mean? Can you help me with the dish? Which he does the dishes in the house.
So I say, I know what that means because I'm the dishwasher in the family.
But you have to remember that everyone's version of done and complete looks very different, especially if they don't have as much experience in the insurance space. So if you say, okay, you're responsible for 3 quotes a day, ask the question of what does a quote look like to you? Mm. What would be a complete quote to you? Or let me explain what I mean by a quote.
Yep.
So just if you can ask one more question, if you can clarify one more time, keep going. Keep going. Like keep asking.
And this isn't a one-time conversation. No. This is a consistent conversation that you're having specifically in the beginning weekly. And then you're going to probably drag it out to monthly and then a minimum of quarterly. Like you, clarity in everything you do, whether it's sales, whether it's business, whether it's your personal goals and relationships, like you have to be extremely clear. And so the more clarity you can have within your agency of exactly what is expected and exactly what done means and exactly how to accomplish that, the more successful you are going to be, the more successful your team is going to be, the more successful your business is going to be. And we all know what success means, right? Success means that everybody's more than likely making more. Actually, not more than likely. Everybody is making more money, all right? More money because you're hitting your goals. You have clarity. So not only are you hitting your goals and making more money, but you're actually enjoying what you do. So success is tied not only to money, but the clarity and making sure that I'm achieving something every day. I'm feeling like a winner every day. I'm stacking my wins. I know exactly what I have to do every single day to go in and be productive.
Yeah. This is the blinders analogy. In insurance, your superpower will be how quickly you can put on blinders and run your own race. That is the reason that thoroughbred horses have blinders on in the races is that they are not distracted by the other horses and the other jockeys. They are running their own race. You have to do the exact same thing in your agency. You have to determine what is important. You have to clearly communicate that. And then you have to hold everyone on the team, including yourself, to those expectations. But you cannot hire and you cannot fire until you have this one critical piece of your business down, because this is how you continue to duplicate yourself and this is how you duplicate success.
Bada bing, bada boom. Let's go. All right. I would love to know. Shoot me a text right now. 816-727-7610. What are your big three? What are your big three? I want to know. All right. 816-727-7610. And look, if you're a listener of The Buzz, whether you're a long time or you're just getting to know us a little bit, I just want to say thank you for your support. We appreciate you. If you haven't given us a 5-star review, that would mean the absolute
come
world
on now
to us. Go ahead, hit that 5-star
we
button.
Need it.
Tell
love
people
it
a little bit about why you love The Buzz. All right. Other than that, we appreciate you. As always, time and attention are the most valuable assets that you have, that we have, and we appreciate you spending time with us today. Go out, make it great. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Insurance Buzz. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, and leave a rating and review. If you want to take your insurance agency to the next level and join our community, simply check out Weaver Sales Academy at www.weaversa.com. Again, that's www.weaversa.com, or visit the show notes on our new and current programs we have available exclusively for you. As always, time is the most valuable and important asset that we all have, and I appreciate you spending it with me. See you on the next episode.